I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
People are starting to talk about a four-day work week. I like this better. One day work week. I think works for everybody.
It works for you.
It'll work for everybody.
I wouldn't complain.
Who's going to turn that down, right? I'm back from Costa Rica. I was on my kid's senior trip with a bunch of his friends that he really has been going to school with since like the second grade.
That's cute.
Because he goes to such a small school that most of them have played soccer with each other and known each other since the second grade. So he and like six or seven of his guy friends and their parents all went down to Costa Rica.
Oh, so it wasn't like you were the chaperone of all these kids. Like all the kids' parents went down with
them. Yeah, there were like seven different sets of us.
Gotcha.
And it was great. It was really, really great. Hollis ended up pulling in like a 95-inch sailfish that he fought with for a super long time. This is the beauty of Costa Rica. If you have a chance to get down there, there's just something about the nature and beauty of Costa Rica, and there's so much to do down there. I've seen dolphins in the water before, but I saw hundreds at the same time. It looked like you could walk over these dolphins like the size of a football field.
That's my dream.
It was magical, man. They're jumping up. They're playing with each other, fishing. It was just saw monkeys. Baby monkeys, baby dolphins. It was awesome. And then I'm on my way back and I realize that half of the stuff in my house has been sold. So tell me what happened yesterday.
Well, so what happened was,
yeah,
I was looking at the schedule because while you're out, you know, I host the show and I'm still responsible for putting the schedule together, and I had some holes.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, what better way to fill the holes than by going over to your house and rummaging through your house and selling some of the items that I didn't think you'd mind to disappear.
Okay, so I got home late enough last night to where I couldn't really tell what was sold. I just saw in Instagram that you had sold it. But then I woke up this morning, and we all have a routine in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And mine is to make my protein shake first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And my blender's gone. So I'm assuming you sold a blender, or did the cleaning people just put it somewhere that I don't know?
Your magic blender is gone,
okay,
friend.
Okay, the blender is gone.
That went the first hour. Right. That was item number one.
Okay, how much did we get for it?
Oh, I don't think you want to know that.
One penny.
Okay, so I can buy it. Can I buy it back?
I mean, if you want to reach out to him, sure.
That's already gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Amber already, Amber, our phone screener, our producer Amber, she already packaged everything up and everything got shipped yesterday.
That's why she was walking around with them boxes.
I swear to you. However, I stopped her for one.
Uh-huh.
And I have the box and it's the pair of your underwear.
Okay.
So I went to your closet.
I did see this one. Okay.
Oh, you wasn't looking for those this morning.
Well, the joke's going to be on you on this one. Were they the Hanes ones?
Yes.
Okay. I hate those underwear.
Oh, okay.
And I hate them so much that Amanda has been wearing them. So the fact that you got rid of them is fine.
Okay. So I took the top pair of underwear. But here's the thing. We got a tweet from somebody called Tuon at 105er Georgia. And they said, at the Burt Show, since at Chris Kling stole at Burt Show Burt's drawers, I'll donate $500 to at Burt's Big Adventure if she remakes the Tom Cruise Risky Business dancing scene in them before she mails them off.
If she?
Yes.
So you would have to do it.
So literally, it was kismet because I hadn't seen this yet. Amber walked in. I had just seen this because Rebecca had sent it to me. Amber walks in and I'm like, stop. Cause I'm like, God, we are on point. Like we're already mailing this stuff out. Like WTF, since when do we do anything immediately on the show? And I stopped her and she checked And she's like, oh, those are Mary. Mary won those. And I go, let me have that box. I need to do something this weekend with them, and then we can mail them to Mary. So I have your Hanes underwear in the FedEx box, and I'm going to do this weekend, and we're going to post it, and that way Burt's Big Adventure gets $500.
Great. Okay. Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Okay. And then we gave away a picture of Amanda.
Oh, wait a minute.
But to be fair, you didn't have this picture up. Like in your house.
Is it the one in the closet that was, okay. Yes. All right, that's fine. It was in a box, right? And it was the first thing on top?
It wasn't the first one because that was a picture of you two.
Okay.
And then I flipped down and then there was a picture of you and Riggins and Tyra. And I'm like, I didn't do that one. And I assured Franny, by the way, Franny, worst guard dog known to man.
Oh, yeah. She'll bring you right in and show you where the expensive stuff is.
Homegirl didn't budge. I walk in, the TV's blaring. You have your house set on tropical, by the way. It was so freaking hot. When I went in there, and she's just chilling in her crate, and I walked over and I just assured her that I was not going to be selling her. She was fine. And so, but I back to your closet, and then I looked under, and then there was just a really pretty like turquoise frame with Amanda's picture in it.
Okay.
And that's the one we gave away.
How much do we get for that?
One penny.
Everything
went for one penny.
Certainly she's worth more than that. Okay.
And then
the one thing you could have sold to get money for, Franny, you didn't sell.
But no, the thing was everything had to go for a penny.
Oh, okay.
We weren't selling anything for more than a penny.
Bulldogs are $3,000. I got her for free. We could have made a nice profit on that one.
And then there was the power hour, and that was in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday.
And what big ticket item did you give away? Because nothing yet has hurt me.
So
I do have to get another blender today.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah, so the power hour, this was honestly, it's so funny how when you're looking for something and it's the it's the last place you look.
I did drive in the Bronco today, so it wasn't the Bronco.
I did go out in the garage. I did go out in the garage and I was like, who wants a brand new Bronco? But I started looking through your wine cabinet that's there in your living room.
Yeah.
And there was this beautiful, beautiful champagne bottle that is engraved and says, congratulations, Burt Wise, Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. And okay. Then I presented it on the air because that was the big ticket item. That was the power hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on Cassie's face, if looks could kill, the daggers that came out of her eyes towards me when she said, that was the gift I got for Bert. I thought you had got it from the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. True story.
Did we end up selling it?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay.
There's Lisa called in.
All right.
And she's the one that got the champagne for one penny. She has a brunch this weekend and she's using it to make mimosas.
Okay. So, Cassie, thank you for that present.
You're welcome.
That Georgia Radio Hall of Fame was such a cluster that I'm actually glad you got rid of it. Because you remember I was nominated and I brought everybody down there in the party bus and we had this great time and I was sitting there waiting to hear my name and it never happened, right? And it was so embarrassing. Then I finally got in a couple of years ago. But the pain of that night is so great and so embarrassing that I don't want any like reminiscent of that night at all in the house.
But Cassie got it for you.
Hey, that's on you if you're a fan.
Just drink the champagne at least.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm calling this my controversial celebrity marriage break because we have two different clips from two different celebrities, both having to do with marriage, but very different situations. So Cassie has been talking to me about this new TV show on Netflix, Running Point. Or Hulu?
Yes, it's on Netflix, Running Point with Kate Hudson.
I started to watch it. It's really good.
It's fun. Uh-huh. It's really lighthearted. It's cute. And what I love most about it is it's very, like, female empowering without buying into the girl boss narrative or I'm going to act like a man narrative. Like, she is a woman. She reminds me a lot of you, Kristen, actually, in terms of fashion and stuff, who just owns it. And I'm like, yeah. And the basketball players are really odd.
It really is the Jenny Buss story from the Lakers. How her dad owned the Lakers and they never really took her seriously. And then she ended up running the franchise. It's kind of based on her life.
That makes sense. That's a great story.
So this show stars Kate Hudson and Brenda Song. And they're both going on this press tour, talking about the show. And of course, doing all the things you have to do as an actress to make sure that people start watching your show. So
is this the first thing Brenda Song's been in a while?
Hot second. We're calling this the Brenda Song sense because all the Gen Zers who watched her growing up on Disney Channel were like, oh my God, she's finally back. Yeah. Like she took some time off. She got engaged to Macaulay Culkin. She had some kids with him. And now we finally see her in some new things.
So, is she the assistant? Yes. On the show? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's in it as well. So funny enough, her and Kate Hudson are both in long-term engagements. Kate Hudson has been engaged for like 3 years. Brenda Song, I think, has been engaged for even longer than that. And so Drew Barrymore was like, I love the idea of this. And they both talked about how they're all kind of a little bit hesitant about marriage. And Drew Barrymore thinks she may have found the solution to anyone who is afraid to get hitched.
I like my freedom and I don't like to be, like, I like the concept of freedom.
Yeah.
And so like this thing when like you're signing the government contract, to me, just my own thing is like probably why I was raised by Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, there who never signed the contract. And they've been engaged since I was 7.
What if we designed a cottage industry?
Okay, keep
where
going.
You had the dress and the invitations and the ring, and you did this whole thing, and it was called a promise ceremony.
I love promise ceremony.
Right?
I am so in.
So I'm listening to this and I'm like, do you mean marriage? Like a ceremony where you get up in front of your friends and family and wear a dress and you promise that you're not going to cheat on each other for the next 50 years or whatever? Like, isn't that just the same thing?
You're committing each other to each other for the rest of your lives. You're just not making it legal, I
Correct.
Guess. Right.
So, I mean, anybody can do that. Uh-huh. Anybody can have, and I don't like calling it promise ceremony. It's still a wedding ceremony. Like, it's a common law marriage is what it is. So, yeah, do the wedding ceremony, but just don't go down to the courthouse and get the paperwork and sign it. You don't have to have an official officiant, like you just, you know, do your thing. When did Kate Hudson start sounding like Miley Cyrus?
A lot of people are saying that she sounds a lot like her mom, Goldie.
Yeah, she does.
It's like you're listening to it and you're like, wait a second, is that Kate? So yeah, I was listening to that and I was like, people will do anything except for just say, have a wedding. Like, just have a wedding and then don't sign the papers.
Yep.
But Khloe Kardashian and her ex, Tristan Thompson, are kind of deciding to be married without being married because she says that her daughter, True, actually thinks that both she and Tristan are married, but she's deciding not to correct her, and here's why.
True thinks that me and Tristan are married. The only thing that bothers me about that would be I don't want True going through life thinking this is what a marriage is. Oh, you're married to someone and they don't live with you and you never have to kiss them or you don't sleep in the same bed together. Like, I would love my kids to see me have a husband one day and I would love them to see like love and affection and romance. Like, I do want them to have that. And when she's older, I can explain it to her. But right now, I believe you do things for your kids because kids should not be involved in adult problems.
It is the right thing to do, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Get married, have kids. That's what I want to teach her. When she found out I didn't go to college, she was very upset.
If we had gone to college,
we would be married.
We would be married.
Yeah, I agree.
She is hands down the most relatable Kardashian and says the most common sense things. Because I agree with everything she's saying.
You know how I feel about marriage is like, you got to pioneer your own way. So if that's what's going to work for you guys, then go for it. She makes a really good point about the kids, though. Because I said before that marriage doesn't scare me. It's living together that scares me. But when you're talking about kids, they do use their parents as the example in their relationships when they get older. And if there's no affection and they're living in different homes, it could be pretty confusing.
Oh, they're sponges. They literally, they absorb everything they see.
Yeah, I agree with everything she's saying, too. It just makes me wonder, if you do want that for your kids, why don't you push harder to want that for yourself?
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
This makes me wonder.
This early? All this common sense this early?
You should DM her and tell her that. She's probably going to read it and be like, you know what? That guy from Atlanta, I'm just going to follow that advice. All right, this A-list male pop star is supposedly in talks to perform for 35 nights at the Vegas Sphere. I'll tell you if you need to start saving now on your next e-buzz.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
On The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I would love for you guys to introduce this new game after I introduce myself to the new Disney minion that just walked in studio. Put these glasses on.
He did it while you were out, and it's so distracting.
Wally.
Whatever, I don't want y'all looking me in the eyes anyway.
Have we tried to explain what these are yet?
These are Apple Vision Pro, and it's like wearing a computer on your head.
Right.
And you can watch movies and all kinds of entertainment stuff, but you can actually do work on it.
Yep.
And it's changed my life because instead of staring at a 15-inch screen, I am looking at a 200-inch screen, and it is amazing.
Yeah, so as we're looking at him, it looks like he's got ski goggles on, mm-hmm. right? So I can't tell if this is one step above or below a Cybertruck.
Whatever.
They both the same price.
Right. Aren't these things $3,500 or something?
Yeah, mine were five.
Damn.
I got the top version.
Damn.
Yeah, they're almost paid for, though. Okay. I did the monthly installments.
It's a good thing you're not with Odyssey.
I want to ask you a creepy question, but later in the show.
Okay.
But it's got to be later in the show.
Oh,
it's too late.
I know
late.
What you're thinking.
Oh, because things are bigger on you.
And not to $3,500. Okay.
Tell me, how long it take to pay it off?
I could have just recommended you a good doctor.
To answer your question, Kristen, yes, you can film with them, and yes, I have gone back and watched.
Okay. Okay. Items may seem bigger than they appear. Okay. All right, Mo, what are we doing here?
All right, this game is called Finish the Lyric. I saw this going viral from Quizzy on YouTube and thought it would be a good idea for us to come in here and give it a shot.
Okay.
So you hear the song playing, and then at that point, the song is going to stop, and it is up to you to try to finish whatever lyrics come next.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm horrible at lyrics. I know you are.
Yeah, very bad, Adam. And also, half of my mind is still in Costa Rica. So let's go.
And part of this is going to be a challenge. God bless whoever gets Ariana Grande. As we all know, she mumbles her lyrics.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. All
right. I got that.
All right. So I have pre-drawn the order of who's going to go. Kristen, you're up first.
Okay.
You will hear the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
Then the artist sing a lyric. The lyric will stop, and then you'll try to finish the lyric.
And we have to finish with something. We can't just sit there in silence.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. First one.
Birds of a Feather.
And when we kiss, we feel my thighs.
You're on one this morning. Man,
you want some of those Apple Vision Pro goggles, too?
I don't know, but I think the progesterone's working.
That is incorrect, Kristen. Right. It was this.
Okay, all right. That was bad. And that's one of the songs I'm really into right now, so that's great.
Song too.
Yeah.
Bert, you're up next.
Okay, let's go.
This song was number one for like 16 weeks. You should get this.
A bar song, Tipsy.
My dun-dun pan got a gypsy. mama is a gypsy.
I'm afraid that's not it. These are the lyrics.
They don't know that me and Jack Daniels got it.
They know me and Jack
Daniels.
I like my lyric better. Mama's a gypsy.
It's a lot harder than what you would think.
It's so hard.
Right?
All right.
Or either, no, you know what? It's probably not. And people in their cars are going to be so peeved at us because these are the songs we play on our radio station.
I know.
Mo, we've played this song a gazillion times.
Yep.
I know you've heard it a gazillion times. And I love this guy. He does backflips on stage. He wears pantsuits, and this is the song.
Oh. Beautiful Things.
Don't take these things that aren't beautiful to life.
Close.
Something.
You had the tune.
Yeah, you did. You had the tune.
But these are the lyrics.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Okay.
These beautiful things that I've got.
I knew he was yelling about something.
Yeah. And you knew it was beautiful things.
I did. Something was beautiful.
All right. That was not.
When you're in a stadium, you could sing your version of the lyrics, but it's drowned out by everybody that does know it.
Facts.
Abby, oh, wow. These are like top 40 songs.
Abby, you drew the short straw.
Oh, no.
This is the last one for this round. It's Ariana.
Oh, the boy is mine.
I cheated on my husband with the munchkin from Wicked.
Autobiographical.
I'm going to say no, it's this.
I still don't know what she's saying.
Let's get intertwined.
Oh, that's okay. Really weird coming from you wearing those glasses.
Yeah. He's just got the lyrics pulled up on his little iComputer.
The Burt Show.
I'm working on earning my ally card for being an ally for men. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working towards it. So yesterday we did a segment where we talked about the meanest things that women have said to men.
They were harsh.
And they were harsh. It was a little bit body shamey. It was a lot of just not. It was pretty body shamey. It was a lot of, you know, certain parts shaming. And Mo brought up to the group the obvious that, you know, men can't do the same thing to women. They can't be mean to men in the same way that, or men can't be mean to women in the same way that women can be mean to men sometimes.
Just to clarify, Mo did not bring this up. It was all over his face. And then I put him on the spot. And I was like, let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. These are things that people would be atrocious for men to say women, but we're laughing that women are saying them to men.
I wasn't here last week, so what were some of the examples of this? The worst.
Ooh, it was the typical hairline.
Yeah,
height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
downstairs comments.
Get your hairline back before you talk to a woman. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So it was a lot of, you know, really harsh comments. And I think later in the show, I said something about trying to stand up for men. Oh, it was during the underwear break where Kristen was selling Bert's underwear for one penny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, flag on the play. We can't do this if this was also a woman's underwear. So I think I'm going to stand up for men here and say that this is a little icky.
It would be super creepy if we came in here and said, all right, we went to Kristen's house and we stole her underwear.
Absolutely.
And we're selling it. People would give us such a hard time.
Absolutely.
So I'm taking baby steps into standing up for men. And here is my...
No, somebody's got your back.
Them baby steps. We're going to be a while. I'll be waiting for you, Abby.
So here's my next step here, because I saw Mary and Bree post about this on Instagram Reels, where she was recording her mom and her dad talking to each other. And she recorded a conversation where her mom was listing out all of the things that she has said to her husband that her dad could never say to her mom.
Things your mother has said to me that I could never say to her.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. I wrote it down.
Get your glasses.
All right. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Change your pants before we leave. Your ass is in. I write them down. Number two, fix your hair. You look like an axe murderer. That's terrible. Number three. Try again. I'm not going out with you looking like that.
You were wearing old gray.
Yeah, right. Ready? Next one. This one is my favorite. Ready? Fix your shirt so your belly isn't sticking out. I don't have a belly.
See, and that's how you know they've made it this far in their marriage. Yeah. If you can laugh at stuff like that and not turn into like a big brawl, they're obviously surviving pretty well.
And they're an adorable couple. They get each other. Mm-hmm. They're very much in love. And he is unbothered by these comments, right? But if you just generalize, like if a man said any of those things, like fix your shirt, your belly is showing, people would lose their minds.
Well, you don't have to go that far. It'd be something just like, are you wearing that out?
Yeah.
That's all it would take. A woman can say that to a guy, but a guy could never say that to a woman.
Not only is there a double standard in the comments, I also always hear women say that men are not bothered by it. That is an assumption. There are a lot of men who actually are. No, but I'm just saying in general. Yeah. There are a lot of men who actually are bothered, but we just can't show that we're bothered.
I think it's because there's different currency for men and for women. So society really puts a lot of pressure on how women look. And women take a lot of that very, very seriously. Like, if you tell me I look ugly, I'm going to be thinking about that for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Where if you insulted a man's competency, I feel like that would have the same sting to it.
Is there something to this also that it's... I've heard women say that they don't dress for men when they go out. They dress for other women when they go out. So if a guy was going to say to you, is that what you're going to wear? out, she would be offended because she's trying to impress men, not him. And I'm not offended if Amanda says to me something like, "You wearing that out?" There's only one person I'm trying to impress, and it's Amanda. And if she's turned off by it, then it won't bother me at all.
Well, because the way you're dressed is a reflection of her.
Yes.
And that's why we take it personal. That okay. If you go out looking haggard or whatever, it's not about you, it's about me, and that it's a reflection of me, that I'm with a man like you.
Men are just merely an accessory in our outfit.
Like my handbag, and I need you to have a designer label on it, okay? I need to be walking out with Gucci, okay. Not Walmart. Mark.
Just so I'm clear, this was a break that was supposed to empower men?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yes, it was.
Listen,
yeah.
I said, okay, no. Sure let's was. Fix it. Let's fix this. Baby steps. Baby steps. No, we're shuffling. How do we fix it?
We're crawling, Abby. I don't think these are steps.
We got to end on a positive. How do we end on a positive? Mo, you look very cute and put together today.
I'll take it. It's a start. We got to start somewhere.
I love the way your hat matches your hoodie.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Kristen made a promise to herself about her health this year, and she is dragging one of you in with her.
That is such a lie. I did not make a promise to myself. You put me in the hot seat, and I had no other choice than to take accountability for my actions because you were tired of hearing me bemoan about strength training and how weak I was and that I didn't want to sweat when I work out. And so then you brought in Joanne from Simply Buckhead, and they were like, hey, if you don't start working out, we're going to put your butt on the cover of a magazine because that's what Abby threw out there. If you don't do strength training once a week, we're going to put you on the cover of a magazine. So now all of a sudden, I'm not only responsible for my own health, but also an article in Simply Buckhead magazine. And now we're dragging a listener into this because I want to make her my accountability buddy. This has snowballed and it's out of control and it's too much pressure.
Kristen became the friend that was complaining about the same thing over and over and over again and not doing anything about it. So I'm finally like, look, either do something about it or shut up. Mm-hmm. So now we are doing something about it.
We are doing something about it. So here's the deal. I have been going to a place called Stat Wellness, and they have been doing some body analysis. And what Bert is referencing is a year ago, my nurse practitioner, Jackie, said I needed to start incorporating strength training. Because when I did my body analysis, basically what it showed is I'm weak AF, okay? Like, I need to work on my muscles. And unbeknownst to me, that's very important for women, for longevity, and not just for longevity, but to live better longer. And that was news to me because I'm like, oh, I do yoga twice a week. That should be enough. But now that I'm a woman of a certain age, that age being 45, and the fact that I'm tweaking my back every time I pick up my child, it has become apparent that I do need to get more strength. So this was a year ago. A year passes, and I downloaded the app Bert has suggested, Fitbod.
Which burns some calories.
Downloading the app?
Yep. Yeah.
However, I never opened it once, and I didn't do it. So for an entire year, I did no strength training whatsoever. And so then I was complaining to him about it, and he's like, He was over it. He was just over it. So that's when I got ambushed in studio. And
it wasn't the Fitbod thing that put me over the edge. It was me saying, hey, I'll take you down to the gym for 5 minutes and show you how things work. And you saying, well, I really don't want to sweat. that was it. That was the one.
Listen, this hair washing schedule is a pain in the arse. So what has now happened is now that we are back from Bert's Big Adventure and getting back into our routine, and yes, I know that was 2 weeks ago, but I love to drag my feet on stuff. I went to Pinnacle Fitness yesterday because this is who we are partnering with
And when Joanne from Simply Buckhead was on, I threw out there that it was such a generous offer that they're like, there's a gym, Pinnacle Fitness, that wants to work with you and a trainer, et cetera. And I know that there are so many people, especially women, because we're catering this to women that are listening, that are like, don't have the time, can't afford it, et cetera. I recognize that if I really wanted to, I could set the time. And I could also, you know, I have the financial means to do this if I really wanted to.
Can I address that for just one second? Because I was just talking to a friend about this a couple of days ago. Is that it's really funny to me that on our to-do list in life and every single day that we have like taking care of ourselves, working out or whatever. And that's the first thing that we bump when we don't have time, right? And then we realize, like, you don't have any problems until you have a health problem. Now you've just got one problem. Then it's always bumped to the top of the list. And sometimes it's too late.
Yep. And that's what I'm recognizing. I'm going to admit it. I never miss a hair appointment. I never miss a nail appointment. I never miss a Botox appointment, but I do not have the time to work out.
Right.
One of my favorite things, actually, that I think of a lot is something Mo said on this show. And he said once, what was it? Health is a crown that only the unhealthy can see.
Good health is a crown that only the unhealthy can see.
And yep. Anytime I'm like, I don't want to do it, I honestly think of that phrase. And I'm like, how lucky am I? I got to keep it up.
It changed my motivation, too.
All right. So we have decided that I am going to start strength training. I have accountability here. We're actually doing an article for Simply Buckhead about this. But I also wanted to offer this up to a Burt Show listener who doesn't have the means, doesn't think they have the time, and help them out with some of their fitness goals. And what I really want to stress here, and I have Jamie Bodner here from Pinnacle Fitness. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Godspeed for working with this one.
So funny story. I go to Pinnacle Fitness yesterday because before we go on the air with this, I want to do my due diligence. I need to meet Jamie. I need to suss this man out. See, like, you know, if this is because you need to have a good working relationship with your trainer. This is somebody that you're going to be, intimate in a certain way because they're helping you achieve your goals. So I need to make sure this isn't like a drill sergeant over here that's going to yell at everybody, and he is absolutely not. I need to suss out the gym, so I need to check out Pinnacle Fitness and make sure I'm not taking my, you know, our listener into like what I just needed to make sure we were doing good by our listener. And so I went over to Pinnacle Fitness yesterday thinking, okay, Jamie's going to give me a tour. I'm going to meet him. We're going to talk about some stuff and that's it.
You walk in there and he's like, burpee time! Burpees, hit the floor!
So mind you, I always dress like I'm working out, even though I'm not working out. So I had my leggings and my sweatshirt and a hat. Thank God I wore a sports bra yesterday. And Jamie's like, all right, so you ready to work out?
You're like, I'm just here to walk around the place. Is my workout just looking at the equipment?
It's my everyday fit, bro.
So I don't know, Jamie, if you saw that on my face. But
I did.
But you did? Okay. But what did I say?
Okay, let's do it.
And so we did a strength training workout. We did full body yesterday, right?
We did.
And he was watching.
I can tell you're swole today, man. Right? Look at you.
And so Jamie and I had a great visit. I love his technique. I love the way he motivates. It's like with a quiet confidence. So you're not getting yelled at. You're not getting screamed at. You're getting positively motivated. And I'm really excited to get this started. So that's why I wanted to bring Jamie in for our Burt Show listeners to hear straight from Jamie. What I'm hoping to achieve with this is to erase some misconceptions about working out and also to help a Burt Show listener with their health and fitness goals. So Jamie and I were talking yesterday, and one of the misconceptions is, oh, well, the only reason to work out is to lose weight. And that's not the case, and that's not what we're doing here.
Absolutely. I mean, look, if you want to lose weight, it really comes from nutrition and diet. Working out is going to strengthen your muscles, your bones, and just make you a healthier person all around to do what you want to do.
And as a woman, I feel like, you know, like the only reason why I'm going to go to the gym is to shed some pounds. But now it's being like really pounded into my brain. And I'm wondering why I wasn't aware of this before, but like strength training is incredibly important, especially for women as they enter their 40s.
It definitely is important. I mean, you can lose up to 20% bone mass just by being a female going into your mid to late 40s. So it's so important to keep that strength training up.
And the other misconception, too, I think people think with like a personal trainer is that this is going to be like a dictatorship and you're going to get yelled at and it's a drill sergeant. But that's not your philosophy of Pinnacle Fitness.
It really isn't. I that's like from the 90s, the boot camp style of just yelling at you and having you do push-ups and in the mud or something.
I've had a trainer take my keys and throw them on the roof before and say he's not letting me out until I do the squats. Yeah, see, I swear to you.
That would be my last day.
I don't respond to that.
He was my best friend until that day. He's also my trainer.
So this ball is fully rolling now with Pinnacle Fitness and Jamie. And so I'm going in Monday to do my body analysis. And we have set up what I think so far is a pretty good plan. I'm going to do my strength training Monday, Wednesday.
Is it the no sweat plan?
So
and she's working out
she
now.
She did talk about that. She wanted to bring it up. No sweat plan.
She didn't want to bring it up.
She did bring it up. No, she did.
She said, I don't want to sweat.
She asked if she can do it without sweating.
Yeah. Come on.
You left that part out. You didn't tell us.
Anyway, you did tell me I'm not the only person that's ever asked that.
You're not the first person.
I'm the second. And so I have now realized that probably is not going to be, that aspect is not going to be achievable. And guess what? I'm okay with that. I will figure out my hair washing schedule. We'll figure that out. Whatever. So I'm going to do strength training Monday, Wednesday. I'm going to do yoga Tuesday, Thursday. You do want me to work out 5 days a week, which is very daunting, but okay. Ooh.
Just a little something we're going to give you for an at-home workout.
Okay. And so now that we have talked and we have a plan and I'm really going to get this started, we're going to start on Monday with getting Burt Show listeners signed up to be my bench press buddy.
Oh, great. And okay. Your swole mate.
Swole mate.
I like that.
Got it done. So come Monday, we're going to get everything figured out. And I asked Jamie because I needed to know exactly what we are offering you, how we want to do this. So Jamie and Pinnacle Fitness have been very gracious. And they are going, what you're going to get by being my swole mate, you're going to get an in-person consultation. You're going to get a body composition scan using their in-body machine. Would you like to explain a little bit about that?
The in-body machine, it basically analyzes your weight and then tells us what your weight is made up of. So muscle mass, body fat, water levels, and where it is in the body.
You're also going to get 2 trainer-led workouts per week in the gym for 3 whole months. You're going to get nutritional guidance, and you're also going to get a home workout plan to complete 4 to 5 total workouts per week.
Okay.
So that's a lot. And so bear with us. We're going to get, like I said, I needed to suss my man Jamie out to make sure I wasn't setting us up for failure. But no, dude, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today. And I was very honest with him. I was very honest with him. He asked me how much cardio I did. And I was like, none.
I take the elevator up every day. I walk into the building.
But yeah, I was very honest with him. I told him, I'm like, listen, I don't enjoy this. Like we were sitting there doing, what were we doing?
The bench press?
No.
Military press?
That was during the rows, I believe.
Okay.
That was
a row. Whatever.
That's not a row. Whatever she's doing on there is not
that's
a row.
The row you're both right there.
We were doing this and I got done doing this and I told him, listen, I don't like doing this. I like you as a person and I don't want to come down on what you do for a living, but I don't want to be here right now. I want to be at home sitting on my couch with my phone in my hand, scrolling social media and watching trash TV. And you totally, like, you didn't take offense to that. You're like, you're not in the minority. You're in the majority here. But this is a necessity if you want a longer quality life.
I think you'll find also that the longer you do it, the more you're going to start to like it. Like, most people start off the same way. I don't want to do this.
I don't.
And then you just see a little itty bitty result. Just a little result. And then all of a sudden it starts to build. And at some point or another, it's not going to be as bad as it is today. Right?
Absolutely. As it gets harder, it gets easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Monday, you'll have all the details on who's going to be your swole mate.
Monday, we're going to have all the details on how you can sign up to become Kristen's swole mate.
Aww. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I am really working hard to make changes in my life, right? And one thing that I have never been good at is embracing the good things that come my way. I always seem to like brush them off, right? Don't celebrate me. I came from a family that didn't celebrate birthdays or anything else. And man, I can always hear my dad in my ear. Hey, you ain't special. You ain't special. So as I got older, anytime I would get an award or anything else, you know what? I'd play it down, just uncomfortable with it. I would like to pivot on that.
I would love to see that because you do have the hardest time like basking in the moment and just appreciating what you accomplished. Because for you, it's always like, okay, that's done. Check. On to the next thing.
Yep.
What else can I accomplish?
And I also tend to focus too much on the negative and not the positive sometimes. And I would like to pivot from something I did earlier this morning. So when I was out this week in Costa Rica with my kid on his senior trip, I was chaperoning. Kristen was out of content, she said, and decided to do something illegal. And that was breaking into my house.
Don't be saying that on the air. I had the code. I used to, and your dog was in there.
I didn't give you the code. Franny didn't give you the code.
I am not going to release any of my sources. So yeah, I popped over to your house after the show, and this is also your fault for moving back closer to the station because it didn't really take like a lot of time out of my day.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gone to Swanee for this bit.
No, I would not.
But Sandy Springs, right around the corner, no problem.
You are so. Nor would I have gone to Johns Creek. But the fact that you now live a whopping 3 minutes away from the radio station, I'm like, yeah. After the show, I could pop over there. Saunter through the front door.
Sure.
Choose four items because I wanted to do a giveaway once an hour.
Yep.
And find some items in your house that I thought would be fun and funny to give away for one penny.
Some hurt more than others. I realized this morning while I was taking my protein drink that you gave away my blender.
I did. Your magic bullet is no longer yours.
And that one can be easily replaced. No problem on that one. Uh-huh. You stole some of my underwear. It was the old Hanes underwear that I bought off of Amazon out of desperation. They don't even fit right.
Perfect.
So much so that Amanda wears them to bed now. I never wear them, so that one didn't hurt at all. But there was one item there that I should probably try to get back. And it's the bottle of champagne that says, congratulations, you just got into the Georgia Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah, it says.
And Cassie got it for me.
I thought that the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame gave those to all of the inductees. But it's this really, really nice bottle of champagne with silver filigree on it. And it says, congratulations, Burt Weiss, Georgia Radio Hall of Fame, engraved and etched in the bottle.
So the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame award should be something I'm very, very proud of. Here I am being me, and I focus on the embarrassment of the 2 years before that, getting nominated, thinking I was a shoe-in, and bringing all of my friends and everybody that has helped me get to a certain level that I'm at right now, take them in a bus to the award show, knowing it's a slam dunk I'm going to get the award, and then one by one, the names are rattled off who got in, and I was not one of them, and I have two tables worth of people there, and I was so embarrassed.
So, Abby, to paint a further picture, so yeah, we all crowd into this fur bus, this giant party bus. We drive like over an hour away to get to the award ceremony, but we have libations, we're all dressed to the nines. The guys are wearing suits, the girls are wearing dresses. We get into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame ceremony, and it's this fancy dinner. And Burt comes in with a posse, like an entourage of not one, but two full tables.
He looked like a rap group.
The PD that gave him his first break, mm-hmm. He is there. Like, we are going deep with people.
I'm trying to show appreciation for everybody that helped me get here. So we're all going to celebrate together.
So I am sitting right next to him, right? And every time they say, all right, and our next inductee, I have my phone out and I'm filming. So I'm like, they're going to say his name and I want to get him and his reaction. And every single time I had my phone out and I'm recording him, they say a different name. So then I have to put my phone down and then I put my phone back up. And I'm like, this is it. This is the moment. They're going to say Burt Weiss. And they say a different name. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
them names kept coming.
It
was like, a lot of names.
It was like interns that worked on the Burt show. No. But not Burt.
And then once we got to the people who are no longer with us and are getting posthumously inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
That's the point where I wanted to be in that montage.
I was like, I don't think this. And so then the final
deceased member gets inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. Yep. They were like, good night. Thank you for coming. And we're all sitting there and our dude hasn't been inducted. And we're just like, they're no longer selling alcohol. And we're just like,
nobody else was there. It was just us sitting at the table.
Especially when they should have been selling more alcohol. And the only thing that died after that was my ego. So I didn't get in there.
And then we had an hour bus ride in the front bus on the way back.
And everybody on the bus there is being so nice. And I'm feeling so uncomfortable. Oh, it's next year. Oh, I can't believe they let that. Everybody's being so nice and just saying all the right things, right? But I felt so bad about it. And then a year later, 2 years later, I do get in. But that's not what I've been celebrating, actually getting in, which is an accomplishment.
It's huge.
It's the embarrassment of 2 years before that still is the thing that's top of mind. But it's an accomplishment, right? So Cassie gets me this bottle of champagne and it says, congratulations. So Kristen took it out of my house and sold it to a listener for a penny.
I did.
And I said earlier this morning that it didn't bother me because the memories of that night are negative for me, not positive. And I want to turn that around now.
You do?
Yeah. It was a really nice gesture on Cassie's part. And I did get into the Hall of Fame. And that should be celebrated. Mm-hmm. So at some point or another, I should drink that champagne.
Okay.
So I would like to buy that one back. You can have everything else, but I would like to have that one thing back.
Okay. So, Katie? It was Lisa who won. We have everybody's information because we are shipping stuff out. We didn't ship the champagne out because we needed a special box to wrap it in.
All right.
So let's go ahead and see if we can ask her if we can buy it back before we send it to her.
Okay. See what I can do.
All right.
She might play hardball because she had plans already.
Well, I mean, if she sells it back for two pennies, I mean, she's already doubled her money.
True indeed.
The Burt Show.